From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. forces have killed the Islamic State's finance minister, who was also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday that Haji Iman's death was part of a coalition plan to defeat Islamic State.
And together, we continue to do more and more to bring the full weight of our vast military capabilities to bear in accelerating the defeat of ISIL.
Carter would not say whether Iman was killed in Iraq or Syria. He also would not say whether the IS leader was killed in a raid or by an airstrike. The defense secretary also announced that Abu Sarah, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people were detained Friday in a counterterrorism operation in Brussels. Authorities say the raid was prompted by Thursday's arrest of a Frenchman in Paris suspected of plotting a new attack. The Belgian prosecutor's office confirmed in a statement that Friday's arrests were conducted in three districts of the capital. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support.
The United States, I want you to know, is praying and grieving with you for the loved ones of those who have been very cruelly taken from us, including Americans, and for the many who were injured in these despicable attacks.
A senior U.S. official confirmed that two Americans were among the more than 30 people killed in Tuesday's attack. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.